As you're embarking on this course, you have some wishes, you have some goals, you have some ideas, and basically you want to be happier. Basically you want to be healthy and you want to actually have a good life. Maybe you are drawn inside, there's a deep hunger to find something, a sense of yourself. It's really hard to put into words, but just a longing to what we call to wake up to who we really are. Of course, you also want to be healthy. You also want to be fulfilled. But maybe you've come to a place in your life where you have looked at the superficialities of things. You've seen that they are not deep enough for you. Things come and they go and essentially are not really holding the promise, not holding that fulfillment that you are truly seeking, that your soul has come to a place that wants more. It wants to realize itself. It wants to drink from its own nectar. It wants to know where the source is. It wants to know who the source is. You want to know who you really are. Now, often enlightenment, the word itself, causes fear. A human thinking says that, oh, once I'm enlightened, then I'm alone and it's very, very different. My life will change. I will not have a normal life. I cannot relate to all the people that I love. I have to leave my family. I have to leave my job. I have to go into the mountains. I have to be austere. There's no color to life anymore. That's a very common perception because we do have some people in the past that have gone into the mountains, and the image of the yogi or the mystic that has gone into isolation, or the wise person that goes into the forest and lives by himself or herself. Now we have to understand that these people, when they did that, that's what they really, really wanted. They didn't do it because they felt incredibly depressed. They were really following a longing. So if you are understanding that whatever is truly driving you and you follow that, that is what you really want. You really want to follow that from deep within. And it not necessarily looks like you're going to the forest or into the caves, which you won't, because we live in a different time, and enlightenment and waking up is an occurrence that has to happen now in the modern world in an integrated way, because our consciousness is about unification and coming together socially as a people. It is not about isolation. Not that the process of isolation can't happen for hours, days, or maybe for a few weeks where you are needing to make a little shift. Of course, sometimes we do need to have our own space, especially when we are reconfiguring ourselves. But essentially, it is about being integrated in body and mind. The reason why people went into the mountains back then, because people left the body. They had to go into that silence and they couldn't do it in the world. But now that we're living in the fifth paradigm, that the body, matter itself, has become spacious, it's a completely different situation. Now we can actually be still while we are engaged in the modern world. And in fact, it is much more complete. The enlightenment that can be achieved is way more complete because we are going to have to test the awakeness under many, many circumstances, being in traffic, having to raise children, having to do this and that, or dealing with all kinds of situations. That was not necessary. If you are in a monastery, you have your very safe patterns of service and prayers and reading and eating and, of course, meditation and maybe martial arts or other kind of practices. And it was always the same, and you were very protected. The world was kept out. There were walls around a monastery or a church or whatever it was. This was an artificial environment. And an artificial environment is not really what will help you see the parts that need to be tested now, that need to be integrated as well. Can we completely be a modern person with all these challenges and noises that are around us and technicalities and time pressures and hold our center? And that is what is wanted. It is wanted for us to do that, to hold that core, to let those frequencies move through without reacting, without having an attraction and an aversion. And that is basically a complete enlightenment for the person, of the modern person today. So there is no need to go into the mountains, although that sometimes is nice to go for a walk in nature, absolutely. But it is a fully integrated process. The enlightenment is not a state. It's not an end goal. It's an experience of being yourself most authentically. It's the easiest, most natural thing to do. If you see a newborn baby, they are completely in that place until maybe the age of 2 months or so. They are in that place. It's just that their mind, the left brain, the configuration isn't on yet, hasn't clicked in. So their karmas and their set patterns that they came with, they're not seeing the world through that filter of that particular mind pattern that they were born into. So you can still see how they're very happy. They're around people, they're responding, they're fully open, they're fresh. Life is allowed to touch them, and they are being in this creative process of directly engaging with life. And that's really what it all is, you know, waking up to who you are. It's just an invitation for you to be really you and to be fresh and new to all the moments that life is bringing you, because the unenlightened person is always responding from these patterns from the past, from the programming from the past. And you are probably in the process of clearing them because you want to be free from those. But what if you are completely free from those all the way through the unconscious, all the way on the cellular level? That would be an enlightenment, when you are then recognizing that you are the freedom, and that you're having a physical experience, and you're having emotional experiences and mental experiences, thoughts, and the emotional experiences are feelings, and that you let them all come, and you don't have to block them or fear them or this convoluted response that blocks you from more than half of the experiences of life, because your unconscious is the other part that needs to be cleared, or better said, made conscious. So the enlightenment path is really about being able to discern at all times when you are in your core, when you're being authentic, and to deepen that. And to catch yourself when you are not, when you catch yourself when you're reacting, when you are suffering, you catch yourself and you don't react to the suffering. You are conscious and becoming aware, you notice. And that is where this process is taking you, to becoming full of light, full of space, full of freedom. Which you are that, you've always been that. And we will speak more about how that mechanism of the mind is the filter that is actually causing the misperceptions of who you are and who you think you are. And that's all what we're doing. We're just cleaning the windows of your eyes, of your ears, of your nose, your mouth, and the touch. These are the five sense organs of the mind that are connecting you with the world. These are the organs of the mind that give you the impressions what is going on. And these impressions are filtered through the conditionings, and we are clearing the conditionings and clearing those windows so we can see more and more clearly, not murky, but more with light, more filled with light. So there's nothing to fear other than you are meeting yourself, being more yourself, which you have probably already become year after year, day after day. And you're seeking more of that, more resting in yourself, more peaceful, allowing yourself to be just okay the way you are.